As part of the ACA, the federal government pumped more money into something called a Section 330 grant. Jordan Health received an increase of about $1 million since 2013.
The number of folks that we now have added to the team to try to make sure that our patient is healthier has been major.
Dr. Janice Harbin, president and CEO of Jordan Health, says having more practitioners with different specialties has made a big difference for some of their patients.
When you're dealing in a situation with concentrated poverty, your patient needs more than just, okay, let me give you a checkup and pat you on the back and say, now go out and do all these things I told you to do.
The 330 grant money gives health centers the option to offer services that aren't billable. Jordan Health hired a dietitian, behavioral health specialists, and care coordinators.
Our major concern is what happens when that support goes away.
Jordan Health is one of almost 1,300 centers like it in the country. One recent study reported that an increase in insurance coverage and 330 funding allowed these centers to care for about 2.5 million more patients. Over the next few months, Harbin and her colleagues will be lobbying lawmakers in Albany and D.C. for funding, including keeping the 330 grant money, which is set to end in September.
We're used to doing a lot with a little. But we increasingly know that we do need that financial support, and that's keeping us up at night.
For now, Jordan Health is moving forward as is, but being judicious at the same time. Karen Chakurji, WXXI News.